Good morning, ladies. How are we? How are we today? I hope you're having a beautiful morning. I hope it's been productive. I hope you feel invigorated and ready to smash out a productive day, or at least a fulfilling day. So it is Ursula here from UrsulaFinn.com, and I wanted to share with you a little bit of a rant that I have written up for my blog post. I'll be sharing it shortly. The reason why I wanted to do a quick audio was I've done my piece, I've written my thoughts, but the reason why I wanted to share the audio was because still something about the particular incident, which I'll give you a quick rundown of, it's still irking me. And normally when I do a post or I write out, if I do a journal, I'll normally be done with it, be finished, and I'm all good with it. But in this occasion, I feel like I need to make it, I need to share it and get some feedback from you guys. So the particular piece that I have written is about a high profile person. I think she's a coach. She's an artist, creative sort. And she went on a rant last week. She went to I think it might have been the Brisbane event. Anyway, Gary V came over to Australia, and the event was put on by a local event crew called Success Squared Australia. Anyway, the rant that she had on social media was that the event was just a spruiking event, selling, these high ticket programs to the people that were in attendance. And it was just loads of spruiking, no real value. It was all boring, boring, boring. And not only that, she was there to see Gary Vee, and the program was drawn out, and Gary Vee was held off to the very last speaker. Yet, no surprise there, right? Well, not for me. And I'm sure not for someone in her position. She went on to say that, everything that they were talking about to become a millionaire and successful was all bullshit. She's a millionaire herself, and all of that stuff was all bullshit. Fair enough. That's fine. She can have that opinion. But what I don't understand is, why in the hell does she need to get up and on her high horse and poo-poo the event, poo-poo Gary Vee? She went on to say, like, who the hell is this guy? He says that he shares 100 pieces of content a day. Like, so what? So what? If he does that, that's him. Good for him. And why the hell do you need to put shit on that, lady? You don't need to. Like, if anything, what that has done, this tantrum, this public tantrum is what I'm calling it. To me, it looks more like, I don't know, it just makes me think that, Jesus, this woman who I have followed for many years now is not evolved at all. There is, some of the things that she was carrying on about in her rant, and I'm sure you can go and find it somewhere there on the internet. I'll have it somewhere in my blog post. She was carrying on about these, some of the things that she was carrying on about, and it was clear that she does not know who Gary Vee is. But the thing is, he was the draw card for her to turn up at the event in the first place. So she wanted to go along and learn from this person. So if it was someone that she absolutely had no idea about, then yeah, I get it. But something drew her there in the first place, and it wasn't all the other speakers. She made that clear in her little rant, her tanty. So, Jesus, woman, you've just lost credibility. You're not a leader to me, and you're not someone that I would refer people to. In fact, I'm going to look at you with, I don't know, I guess I'm going to refer to you as someone that really is going through a hard time. And like, how do you come back from that? How do you come back from a public tirade tantrum like that? Or are you just relying on all of your followers that you've always had, that kind of negative energy, that kind of energetic, that's the sort of thing that you want to attract? I guess that's possibly what she's looking to attract, just that kind of a person. I don't know, really, really, totally repulse. And that was the other thing. I was thinking, maybe that's her tactic. Maybe she just wanted to repulse, people on purpose, repel people on purpose and attract a certain type of crowd on purpose. So maybe it was a marketing thing that she did, that she went out there and had this tirade and then, you know, oh yeah, I'll build my list by attracting these kind of people to me. In any case, for someone that's been in such a high profile, and what was actually, there was a few wanky things that she said in her little tantrum, and I'm thinking, God, if this woman is, you know, as successful as she says, she's totally just dialed down her success by the things that she was going on about in her tirade. She was saying, you know, she really drew this one out. I woke up before my children woke up and I had to drive 2 hours to get to the event. And then I didn't get home until after my babies were asleep. So I spent a whole day at this thing, totally bored and frustrated. And I didn't get to see my babies. And and the other thing that she was saying was, you know, I sat through this event and all these speakers were saying, oh, you want to be a millionaire? This is what you have to do. And I just thought to myself, this was what she was saying. I just thought to myself, oh, this is all bullshit. I'm a millionaire. I know that this is all bullshit. Okay, fair enough. The thing about the kids and leaving the kids, that's just life. Not all of us have been able to work around our kids our entire business and get it up and running. So this just is par and parcel of the course. I'm surprised that she hasn't had days like that before in her successful career. And then the second thing, so what if it's bullshit? You know, there are people in that crowd that haven't been down your journey. So there are more educated ways to speak about that than the little baby tantrum that you had. Anyway, completely lost all credibility with me. Who am I? I'm not as high profile, but I don't care. It's just, I just want to get a point across to people that if you're going to put yourself in the public spotlight, there is a better way to spread your message, because at the end, the way that you spread your message reflects something about you. So in this instance, this high profile person, it's just come back that her tirade has just shown her to be, she hasn't done any research into a number of things that took part at the event, and had not very evolved. So credibility factor has dropped to probably -0, if there can be such a thing. I don't know. I've been sitting on this for a couple of days. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to share. I just need to get it off my chest and then maybe I'll be done with it. So I guess out of all of this, if you're going to be doing anything in life, not just publicly, but even if you're dealing with family and friends and children, the message that is being heard is not what you're verbally saying. The message that is coming through is how you present it, is people can read through it. So in this instance, this public person, they made a point, they had a rant, but for people that that know a little bit more, and people that have been around for a little while, we can see through that. And for me, it just showed me that she's didn't do a research, one, and secondly, it's just a really lame, poor, discrediting somebody and a company that way, rubbish. And from what I understand, she's coming out of her own personal struggles with mental health as well. So like, fuck, yeah, Jesus, woman. Yeah, you still got a lot of work to do. All right, so look out for that blog post. It's coming out in the not too distant future, in the next hour or so. See ya. And yeah, catch you over at my blog at urshlafin.com/blog.